Welcome to Wonderville. I'm Mayor Zadok. Hey, Bobby, why are you whistling?
It's Billy, and I'm whistling because I'm trying to get myself out of a bad mood.
Well, that sounds awful, Bobby.
Do you mean my whistling or the fact that I'm in a bad mood?
You know, that reminds me of a time when Patrick Pepper was having a bad day over at Pizza Funny's.
Did somebody keep getting his name wrong too?
What a great question, Bobby.
It's Billy!
How about I tell you that story right now? And remember, here in Wonderville, adventure is right around the corner. I'm so bored. Is there anything to do? Oh, this is so awful.
Yep, Fuzz. Maybe we could count the ceiling tiles up on the ceiling.
Oh, Corwin, we've already done that 7 times already, and I keep coming up with a different number for each time. Make up your mind, ceiling tiles. Is there 99 or 321 of you?
Hello, boys. Are you bored? If you're bored, I have chores you can do.
No, Mom. We're good. We're having a blast playing a counting game with numbers. Right, Corwin? Right? There's no need to do chores.
Yes, we're counting like crazy over here. Yep, we sure are.
And then we thought maybe we could play some games on the text cube.
Maybe we could play Space Rangers.
Okay, that sounds good, boys. But soon, Fuzz, your cousin Johnny will be coming over, and make sure you include him in any games you play. I'll be in the kitchen if you need me.
Okay, Mom, thanks. And we'll play games with cousin Johnny, too. What you thinking over there, Corwin?
Well, I was just wondering how many ceiling tiles your cousin Johnny could count.
I'm not sure, but let's go ahead and play Space Rangers before he gets here. Oh, this isn't good. This isn't good at all.
What's not good?
I just got off the phone with the banana soda pop delivery guy, and he said he won't be able to make it until later today because he's stuck in traffic on the other side of Wonderville. Oh, this is not good. This is not good at all.
Why not?
Because it's banana sundae. It's banana soda. I can't even talk. I'm so frustrated. It's banana soda pop day, and all these kids are gonna want to drink their soda. Okay? And you know, now I got nothing. No soda, no nothing.
Well, you always got pepperoni pizza and a joke. That's something.
Oh, gee whiz, I don't even feel like telling jokes around here. That's what's wrong with me here.
Oh, cheer up, Mr. Pepper. What's the worst that could happen?
Oh, great, that sounded awful. It sounded terrible. The machines are going down. What are we going to do if there's no machines? What are we going to do?
Hey, this game just ate my quarter.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me three.
Oh, great. It sounds like it was a power surge, and now all the games are going down!
Corey!
Yeah, Dad?
Hey, I was thinking maybe you could practice the piano today since it's been a few days since you last practiced.
Okay, Dad. I'll get right on that.
Thanks, son.
Sorry, Scoops. I have to go practice the piano. You'll have to find another warm lap to lay on to get your catnap.
Wow, Coy, you play the bestest piano ever.
Thanks, Benjamin. That really means a lot, but I really got to practice. Dad said he wanted me to practice. So do you think you could just sit there quietly and let me practice this for my piano recital coming up?
No problem. Okay.
All right, where was I?
Ah, that was so good! That was so good, Coy! You play so good!
Okay, Benjamin, thanks, but I really gotta practice, okay? This is a really, really, really hard song, okay?
Okay, no problem. I just sit here and keep watching you play the piano. It's so cool.
Yeah, it'd be even cooler if I could play. All right, let's try this again. Here we go. Take it from the top.
Oh, you're so awesome. I like it when you play those notes. They're just the bestest.
Oh, I'm never gonna get this right and you keep messing me up.
But you play the piano so good.
Not as good as I would like, and that's why I have to practice. Now, Benjamin, shh!
All right, yep. Hey, Fuzz, it looks like you're gonna get the high score.
Shh! Corwin, yes, I know, I'm trying to concentrate.
Wow, this sure beats counting ceiling tiles. You're almost there, just a few more points.
Cousin Johnny will be here any moment.
Thanks, Mom. I'm trying to do something. I'm trying to get the high score. It's very important.
This game just ate two of my quarters and then said game over. What's the deal? What a rip.
Yeah, mine too. What a rip.
Yeah, mine three.
Okay. It's just a brief power surge, and it caused a small glitch in the games.
Seems like a big glitch to me, boss.
It is a big glitch, but I'm trying to remain calm and focused, okay? I'm not trying to let this ruin my day!
I hope that's the delivery guy with the banana sodas.
Yeah, me too, but why would he be calling unless he's gonna be even more late for traffic issues on the other side of Wonderville? Okay, Benjamin, I let you bang on the piano keys and have your fun, but now it's time for me to practice. Go find something to do. Maybe Scoops will play with you.
No, I stay here with you. I like listening to you play the piano. It's very, very fun.
Okay, but you're gonna have to be quiet so I can focus.
Okay, I be quiet.
Thank you. That's all I was asking for. Okay, let's see. Put my fingers on the keys and...
Benjamin! Sorry, I be quiet now. It's so much fun.
Oh, thank you. Now, please.
Eek!
Oh,
this is such a terrible bad day.
Yeah, I just got off the phone with the delivery guy with the banana soda pop, and he's gonna be stuck in traffic for a long time. Apparently, there's some traffic jam on the other side of town, you know? And so, at this rate, we're not gonna get any banana soda until next week.
Well, the good news is that at least we'll get it.
Quarterback!
Yeah, we want a quarterback!
Quarterback!
Give us a quarter!
Oh, this is such a terrible bad day!
Hey, it's not like anything else could go wrong.
I'm almost there! I'm almost there! Yep, just a few more points. Johnny, don't touch that power cord!
Remember to play a game you all can play.
Okay. Almost the high score!
The game just turned off! Yep. Nope. This is not good.
Johnny, why did you do that? You made the game turn off. You pulled the power cord. What do you have to say for yourself?
Bye-bye, game.
Yeah, the game went bye-bye for sure.
Yep. You could say that again.
Ugh, this is a terrible bad day.
Well, sure does look like everyone is having a bad day for sure.
Yeah, everyone including me.
What has you so sad?
Well, I just thought I was gonna always have good days and never have bad days. And I'm not having a good day right now, but I sure wish I was.
Well, in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 14,
is that in the Old Testament?
That's right. Ecclesiastes is in the Old Testament, and Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 14 tells us that we're going to experience good days and bad days. But the greatest news of all is that we can talk to God anytime and tell him all about our good days and our bad days. He wants to hear all about it.
Well, I think I'll do that. I can tell God about my good days and my bad days. But can we hear how the story ends first? I really want to know if the banana soda gets there on time or not.
All right. Well, let's get back to the story where in Wonderville, adventure is right around the corner.
Welcome to Pizza Funnies, Fuzz and Corwin. If you're here for the banana soda, I'm afraid the delivery guy is running late.
Oh, you can say that again. He's running super duper late.
Yep. It's okay. I'm going to go try to play some games over there. I think that one over there, Minnesota, looks pretty good. I hear it's a really fun game.
Better warn you. Some of our games right now aren't really working at the moment. We had a power surge and the games aren't working like they should. And if you put a quarter in, everybody wants their quarterback. And so play games at your own risk.
Oh, that sounds like the games at my house. Not working and having a power problem. I'm going to go grab a seat and get a pizza.
Oh, yep. Okay, I'm going to go see if I can't find a working game.
Hey, welcome to Pizza Funnies, Fuzz. What would you like? I got pizza and, unfortunately, not a lot of jokes today. Do you got a cousin who wouldn't ruin my high score on my game? Let me go check on that for you real quick. I got pizza, I got pepperoni, I got sausage, I got other tasty foods here, but, seems like something might be on your mind, Fuzz. You want to talk about it? Well, you see, Corwin and I were playing Space Rangers on the text cube, and I was so close to the high score, and then my little cousin Johnny pulled the plug on the game, and I lost all my hard work. Down the drain, kaputz, splat, just like that. That does sound like a terrible bad day. But you know, not all days are gonna be easy and fun. Yeah, that's how I feel right now. Like today, it's not easy or fun. Did you talk to God about it? What do you mean that I talked to God about it? Hey, God is always, with us. And, he's there to help us, in good times and in bad times. So there you go. Did you talk to God about it? That's what I'm trying to ask you here. How do you know that? What do you mean? You see, the Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10 here, it tells us that God is our strength and will help us always. But how does that help me with losing the high score on Space Rangers on TextCube? Sure, it's great to read the verse. Sure, it's great to hear that God is with us. God is our strength. But how does that help us with my current problem right now? How does that verse help me with TextCube high score Space Ranger problems?
slow down, Fuzz. Okay, slow down. The verse won't help you get any high scores in a video game, okay?
But it will help you feel better knowing that God cares and he wants to hear about it. And the fact that God cares about us and our worries, I'd say is good enough for to turn a terrible day into a great day. You know what I'm talking about here?
Oh,
I guess you're right. God really does care to hear about my bad days, and I guess having a video game high score get lost isn't the worst thing that could happen. And Johnny didn't actually know what he was doing. He was just trying to spend time with us, and I was kind of ignoring him. All right, you know, maybe I do need to spend some time and talk to God right now and tell him about how I feel. Okay, that's what I'll go do.
Oh, yep, yep, yep. This game doesn't seem to be working, and this game doesn't seem to be working. Oh, hey, Corey.
Hey, Corwin. How's it going?
Oh, yep, yep, yep. I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, it's been a terrible bad day, Corwin. But nothing some video games and a banana soda won't fix.
Oh, nope, nope, nope. The games are broken right now, and from what I hear around the arcade, the banana soda pop delivery is running late.
Oh, great. What a terrible bad day this is becoming. First, my brother Benjamin will let me practice the piano even though my dad said to, and then I can't play my favorite video games at the arcade, and now I can't even get the banana soda. This is a terrible bad day. Oh, hey, Corey. Did I just hear you were having a terrible bad day? Well, have I got a Bible verse for you. Boss, there's a problem with the pizza oven. The spring broke and now the pizza door won't close all the way. Oh, great! What a terrible bad day. First the games and then the sodas and now the oven. What next? Hey, Tina, welcome to Pizza Funnies. I got pizza and not much of a joke. What can I get for you? Hello, I would like to order some food, please. Sorry to break it to you, Tina, but we're out of pizza, too, and games and no soda, and you may just want to come back tomorrow. The oven just broke, and we don't even have any banana soda. I don't want pizza. Well, that's good, because we sure can't cook any right now. I want tacos. Perhaps you didn't see the sign on the front of the entrance here, or all the signs around the room, but this is called Pizza Funnies, not Taco Funnies, okay? There's a taco joint somewhere in this town. I don't know. I only eat pizza. I don't eat tacos. Well, I would like 4 tacos, please, and thank you. Tina, I know you like tacos, but we can't make tacos. We got a broken oven, okay?
I hear what you're saying, Mr. Pepper. But I'll take 8 tacos. You've convinced me. Oh, boy, do I sure love tacos.
Tina, I can't make the tacos for you. You keep ordering more. It's only going to get worse and worse. I can't make the pizza. I can't make the tacos. I can't make no food, okay? The oven is broken.
Hey, Mr. Pepper.
Oh, hey, Corey, how are you doing? I'm sure you overheard. I can't make no food. I got nothing.
Oh, that's okay. It just sounds like you're having a really bad day. You can say that again. I really want tacos.
Hey, Corey, I am having a bad day. It's a terrible bad day. Everything is going wrong. It's a worse day than a bad day. It's a terrible bad day.
Well, maybe you should read Isaiah 41 verse 10. I bet it will help you.
What'd you just say?
I was having a bad day and Fuzz told me that there's this verse about how God helps us and will be our strength. And I thought maybe since you were having a bad day, it could help you too, and God will be your strength.
Hey, I told Fuzz that verse. I told him to talk to God about his problems. Hey. Maybe I should have done that too, you know? Maybe I should talk to God about my problems.
Hey, boss, I was just reading over in the oven manual for the pizzas that without a spring on the door, we could technically make tacos instead of pizza.
All right, now you're talking. Hey, this sounds like a great idea. Tacos for everybody.
Doesn't sound like such a terrible bad day to me.
You're right, Tina. It's not. No matter the issue, God is right here with us. He gives us the strength and he wants to hear about our problems. And you know what? We have tacos and a lot of amazing friends. So what a terrible, great day this is.
Oh, we're all out of taco cheese for the tacos.
No!
What a terrible, bad taco day.
Hey, maybe you should read Isaiah 41:10.
Well, even though the pizza oven broke and the cheese ran out for the tacos and the delivery truck never showed up, I sure am glad that everything worked out fine once they decided to focus on God rather than focus on their problems. You see, sometimes in life there's going to be ups and there's going to be downs. But the one thing that remains is that God is always with us. And that's good enough to turn a terrible bad day into a terribly great day. Are you feeling any better, Billy?
I sure am.
And I hope you are too.
Hey, everybody, did you hear the news? The delivery guy just spilled like 53 gallons of banana soda at Pizza Funnies, and now the machines are spilling quarters everywhere.
Well, that just goes to show you never know what will happen next here in Wonderville. So hurry back soon, and remember that here in Wonderville, adventure is right around the corner.